The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Sun shining. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Get out. Fire up that grill, man. It's the last time this year you're going to be able to do it, but we're supposed to get slammed with winter weather starting tomorrow, so today's the day. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Mr. Fonger. Thanks for doing a great job in 2011 running the board for us. Brian is just a great producer for us. He handles all our sports. He also worked for Paquita and Bentley, and you've done a good job for us this year. We sure appreciate all your help.
Oh, it's all in a good day's work, and yeah, I am a busy man.
Yeah, and this board he runs is pretty sophisticated. It's got like 3-4 computer screens and about 60 buttons, 28 levers, and I don't know what that big plunger is, but don't pull it.
Right.
Anyway, we want to remind you that the Grillin' Guys are going to Weller Auto Huntin' Time Expo at the Deltaplex, and that is January 27th to the 29th. And it is the biggest sporting show in Michigan. So we've got the Taste of Fall Lounge set up there, and that's where Randy will be dancing. That's where we'll be grilling. We've got...
Bob, we want people to come, not to stay away, so I'm going to be grilling.
Taste of Fall. And the Puppy Alley Guides Outfitters, the best deals of the year on hunting gear, trophy mounts, free seminars, all kinds of cool stuff. January 27th, 28th, and 29th. At the Deltaplex. Great venue for this thing. It's going to be jam-packed with people. K&M Dodge is bringing in their new Dodge Ram. Sportsman's truck. This is like the Hunter's special. So if you haven't bought a truck yet, hold on. You got to see this thing. It is built for hunting and grilling. And also at this show, we've got the Born Identity. No, we've got Born to Grill. Tim Bourne in studio with us right now. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for making the trek down from lovely Muskegon.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
You make a really cool, something near and dear to my heart, and it's a tripod for grilling. I mean, most of us grew up using one. They come from somewhere. You're the guy that builds them, except you build a better version, and it's American.
Oh, thank you.
All the ones you see now and all the big box stores are from Chi-Comville.
Right.
Yeah. So we don't want to support the Chi-Coms. Get it?
Got it. Tell us a little bit about this grill, Tim. Or it is a grill, isn't it? I guess, of sorts, sure.
Yes, you can use it over a fire pit, over camping grills and so forth. And what's nice about it is that you can really, it's easy to set up. There's nothing comes apart on it. It's all together all the time. And once you take it out of your truck or car or whatever, you spread the legs open on it, and the grill's already right there, and you don't have to wait for the fire to come to you. You can virtually just put it over top of the flames, and you're good to go.
Yeah, it's a nice, sturdy tripod, and it sells for $49.95. You'll be at the Huntin' Time Expo up at the Deltaplex. You'll have to bring that thing back to the Taste of Fall Lounge, get a little fire going under it by our good one back there. Matter of fact, maybe we can raise it up and just set it over that smoker box of the good one, and you could demonstrate it. But do a little grilling right there at the Huntin' Time Expo, because that is a fun time. It's going to be great. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to giving out a few samples there also and tasting some of your stuff, too.
Excellent. So How can somebody buy one of these if they don't want to wait?
If they don't want to wait, they can just go to Born to Grill and email me.
And that's B-O-U-R-N-E.
You're right. T-O, grill, at gmail.com.
How do you spell grill?
I wish I'd had an advance notice on that one.
Yeah. But anyway, give Tim an email. Send him Born, B-O-U-R-N-E, Born to Grill, at gmail.com. And if you do any camping, if this is for cooking over open fire, guys, it's not a grill per se, but what it is, it's a grill grate on a tripod. He's designed the thing with a mechanism to raise and lower it very easily. It's made out of galvanized conduit, so it won't rust. It looks very durable. And if you've ever been camping and you've cooked over an open fire, you don't want to do it when the flames are burning high, but you could with this one because the grill raises and lowers. But most of the time, it's once that flame's died out and you got those embers down there. This is a really cool unit. Looks real durable. And you can see it at the Weller Auto Huntin' Time Expo, or you can get it from Tim at Born to Grill at gmail.com.
I know I'll be getting one because mine, again, is one of those cheapy imports. It's shot.
Yep.
But also, if you want to see a demonstration of it, if you go on YouTube and then type in Born to Grill, we've got a demonstration of that also on
I saw that video. That's a great way to promote your wares. I like that. Very good. All right. Thanks so much for making the track down here. And that is Tim Born, Born to Grill, grilling tripods, handcrafted Michigan since 1988.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Great. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk to the founder of the Good One Grills. We're going to go to him in the next segment. But right now, I want to talk a little bit about a recipe that we've done. I'm looking for it right now. Holy cow. Don't have it in front of me.
So what's
we're
that?
Gonna switch. Well, we're going to switch. I thought I had
what's
it. So let's
recipe?
Switch up.
I'll do it.
All right. Go ahead.
What is it?
Yeah, right. pause to refresh. Okay, here we go. What I did want to talk about rather than a recipe is I had a great Christmas, blessed with some family time and be able to cook for people. But being a grilling guy, everybody thinks that they're trying to find the most unique gadget to give you as a grilling guy. And one that I received this year that I had not seen before is called a turkey cannon. And it's not one that you shoot them across the frozen turkey across the tundra. But what it is, it's kind of like the same thing you do with a beer can chicken, only it's on a 45 degree angle, and it's a little stand that sits on your grill. And what it does is it pipes the heat right up inside the turkey. That it kind of slides down on it. If you picture like a 2-inch aluminum tube and you slide the turkey on that, and it just really helps keep it moist. You can put some your fruit juices or whatever in it, a lot like a beer can turkey, only it's called a turkey cannon. Hadn't seen one of those before, haven't tried it yet, so I'm
and
not
when your turkey's done, it like blows it off the grill.
Yeah, right. That's yeah, cool. The little, you know, the timer, it's in place of the timer. But also got a rib rack. I've not tried that either. I've always done ribs just flat on the grill. This is one that puts them on a vertical so they can stand up. I guess the theory is you can get more racks of ribs on your grill if they're standing on edge. But haven't tried that yet either. But those were the two grilling gadgets that I got for Christmas that hadn't had before. So we're going to give those a run.
Nice. That's very cool. I can't wait to see that table for your grill. That's going to be excellent.
Yeah, the guy's down at Grand Rapids Chair. He's spent a lot of time and energy. We're going to have a 2-inch maple butcher block top on that thing, complete with the Grilling Guys logo. It's going to be beautiful.
Beautiful. That's very sweet. Again, 8 Michigan wines make best of class. Chateau Fontaine Dry Riesling. The best class dry red was from Fen Valley. And it's the Capriccio. We also had El Mauby with a Crémant Classic. We had Fen Valley again with the 2010 Riesling. Tabor Hill with their 2010 Gewürz. We have 45 North, excellent wine, best of class in the Rosé with a Cab Franc. Let me be frank. Best of class dessert wine, Black Star Farms. Again, friends of ours, 2008 Capella Ice Wine. And best fruit wine is Bay Winery with a raspberry wine. We have got Michigan wines just taking awards all over the country right now. There's no longer a reason to say, gee, I have to get a French wine. I have to get an Italian. I have to go to California. No. Michigan wines, man. We've got it.
Yeah, and if you are going to partake this evening, just be careful out there. It is New Year's Eve. It's a great time to celebrate the end of 2011 and what's coming up in 2012. But the grilling guys just hope you're going to be safe out there. Be smart. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Get a designated driver. Party it up a little bit. Have some fun and celebrate. But just be smart about it and responsible.
Yeah, that's right. Don't forget, Po-Po is going to be waiting for you.
Yeah, well, that's the least of the reasons to be smart. I mean, you got a family. You got friends. You got grilling to do, for Christ's sakes. And you can do it on a tripod grill over here, or you can do it on a your good one. You can do it on your tech, whatever you want to do it on. So, make sure it happens. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to the owner of our friends out at the Good One,
Ace of Hearts
Barbecue. And then we're going to have our friend Carrie Jean Lynch in the studio to wrap up our day-to-day with some individual, unique music. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.